88.7 WRSU FM New Brunswick. And now the Israel Hour with Mayrav and Josh.
כזאת שלא הכרתי סלחתי לכאב התפייסתי עם הזמן התקווה עבודה עליה התעקשתי גמרתי לאט עמדתי בצד בלדעת לאט עוד תהיה לי אהבה שלחק אחריה שלם ומתורה מחיים של המתנה היא תפשיט אותי לאט כשהגיע עד אליה מכל החרטה לחוד אך לא לבד והיא תבוא אליי אחרי שבה חשבתי
Israel Hour on 88.7 WRSU. Connect with us at facebook.com/Israel Hour. Email us at info@israelhour.com. Or call us at 732-932-8800. Now, here's the host of the Israel Hour, Josh Rose.
There we go. Welcome to the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU. FM New Brunswick. Broadcasting live from high atop the Rutgers University Student Center, lovely New Brunswick, New Jersey. So glad that you are tuned in. My thanks to Mark Corso. We were not here live last week, but I know many of you enjoyed the great Israeli music nonetheless. And today we're live and in person. Isn't that great? What a wonderful day, and we have a great show for you today. You might find a video preview on our Facebook page. Gave a little video message. We'll see how that goes. And we'll be playing the top songs in Israeli music to see what is hot and trending in the world of Israeli music. We do that as often as we can. We're doing so today. We will talk about a great concert by Rita a couple weeks ago that I had the chance to see live and in person. Had a wonderful time seeing her again, and it was a different kind of show. We'll tell you all about it. We're also going to be talking to the cast of a brand new off-Broadway show called Odd Birds. It is put together by an Israeli comedy troupe named Tziporella. And they've been doing their show for many years in Israel and have brought it to New York City. We'll tell you all about the show, talking to some of the cast members today, and also giving away a pair of tickets to see the show off-Broadway. So stay tuned for that, for your chance to call in and win. My name is Josh Rohn. You can connect with us at facebook.com/IsraelHour or by giving me a call at 732-932-8800. And let's start right now with the number three song in all of Israel. It has been a huge one in Israel. And any Israeli song that starts with bagpipes has got to be good. It's also by two of the icons in Israeli music today, Aviv Geffen and Mati Kaspi. And it's a song that has been hot for a very long time called Mistovev. As we keep Israeli music on your dial, 88.7 WRSU, worldwide around the web, WRSU.org.
Thank you. למה זולגות הדמעות, כמה דמעות על חיי, כל עולםך נהרות, כולה נהרות, צבעים ממים, משהו גדול חייב לקרות מחר או מוחרתיים. אם אתה מתמודד, למה לבד, ממה הפחד? ואם אתה מפחד, בוא תן לי יד, נפחד ביחד. משהו גדול עוד יוולד מזה, עוד צעד. למה זולגות הדמעות על החיים? כל עולם חנה תצליח לראות, אני אהיה לך נעים. בוא ושחרר מלבך הנחה אחת שקטה, אני אמצע אותך כשאתה תאבד שליטה, ולנצח אקבל אותך
בלב, והיא עושה בי מנגינות של סתיו ושל אביב חולף, של אלף אהבות קטנות. והיא עושה בי מזמורים, והיא צובעת עלמות, והיא פותרת לשירים כמעט את כל החלומות. יש לי בלב ציפור קטנה עם שתי גומות
יש לי ציפור קטנה בלב. I have a little bird in my heart, and I have two little birds on my phone, I hope. Are you both there?
Yes, we're here. We are here.
I am talking to Efrat Aviv and Omri Doron. They are from Tziporella, the Tziporella Theater Company, and they have put on a brand new off-Broadway show at the Players Theater, 115 McDougal Street in New York City. It's called Odd Birds. Efrat, Omri, welcome. Bruchim Abaim, welcome to the Israel
Thank
Hour.
You. Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure to talk to you. I know you're a comedy troupe. How long have you been doing this? I know you've been in Israel for a while. Tell me the story of Tziporella Theater Group.
Well, actually, I'll go first. We all learned together at the same school, the same acting school, Nissan Ativ, And after we finished, we decided that instead of just going to auditions and doing the same routine, we'll all join up, actually, because we were such good friends, and form a show together. And so we did, and that show led to another show, and that was 10 years ago. And today we have 4 shows in Israel, and we perform all over Israel, and also in Australia and Italy. And now we came to New York.
So that sounds great. How did that happen? How does an Israeli comedy troupe just doing their thing and, you know, thousands of miles away in Israel, how do you make it to the big time in New York City?
Well, I guess there's something about our work that we really take, like, the basic human thoughts or, you know, situations and kind of twist them and look at them in a different way. So maybe that thing made us want to reach greater audience and people all over the world. So obviously New York was the biggest place, you know, to put that thing out.
Sure. Were you outside of it? Did you perform anywhere else before you brought the show to New York, or just from Israel to New York?
We also did a show in Australia and also in Italy, and it was really wonderful to see how actually all your material works all around the world, because people connect to the basic things, and you know, that's what the show is about. And we also do this this international show that we got here. We also do it in Israel for tourists and you know, people that come to Israel,
and also
Birthright and all those groups.
So in Israel, your show is in Hebrew or English or both?
We have 3 shows. We have 2 shows running in Hebrew and 1 international show in English.
And when you were in Italy, that was in English?
Yeah.
Okay. Very
they
nice.
Got it. They actually got it.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. How did you develop this show that is now in New York? What went into the planning of this show?
Actually, we took some of the sketches we took from different shows we had, and some we wrote especially for this show, because we had to ask the question, what was, like, cultural humor? What would work out of Israel? What is, you know, what is, like, more collective humor? And this made us also write about us, like, just a touch, a hint of us being also Israelis, which is not the main thing, but you cannot, I mean, you are who you are, and you should use it.
And let's face it, there's a lot to joke about Israelis also.
Yes, there is.
We love to joke about ourselves, like, in every situation. This is one of the main things we do.
Well, that's great. And did all the material translate into English? Did everything work, or were there some things that you said, no, not good for American audiences?
There were some things we left out. I don't know if it's because of the American audience or just because it was too, you know,
it just didn't translate well.
You just wouldn't get it. Yeah.
Okay.
But a lot of things really worked as it is, and also we have a lot of nonverbal sketches. Of movement and dance. So.
A lot of our show is also physical comedy, which doesn't need any language that you will know.
All right.
Yeah, you can find in our show, like, from satire to slapstick, dancing, gibberish, and, like, crazy, well-written sketches. All kinds.
Well, I'll tell you, I haven't seen the show yet, and I'm planning on it. I'm very excited to see you guys, and I definitely will. But my question is, if you were explaining this show to somebody who has never seen it, like me, tell me, what is Odd Birds about? What is the show?
The show is like, okay, this show is made of sketch. The whole show is made out of sketches. So there is no, like, it's not like a story. It's more of a state of mind. We take reality and then we look at it, you know, from different perspective. We twist it. We turn it around. So you can see, like, the whole show is very extremely fast and funny. And I guess it's like kind of a roller coaster that you have, like, 1 minute you really, really let your heart out, and another minute you just might cry.
A bit.
Not too much.
And everything is really extremely fast. The energy is extremely high. And
it's a very fast-paced show.
Yeah.
So is this something like, as you would see in Israel, an Eretz Nehederet, and here in New York, a Saturday Night Live? Is that what we're something along those lines?
It has something of it, but it's not exactly because of our physical comedy and singing, and it's so many genres that, you know, people... We like every time when we meet the audience after the show outside, they come and just tell us, wow, this was something else. This was so great. And then we sometimes ask them, so how would you describe it? Because people ask us all the time and we sometimes don't know exactly how to describe it. And they just go, wow. It's like there's no word.
They're speechless.
Yeah.
Also, Saturday Night Live and Eretz Nehederet, most sketches are based on satire. And us, we do touch it, but
it's not the main thing.
We don't only take, like, things that are happening. We also take things from the imagination, from the heart, out of, you know, our perspective on humankind. So it's bigger than just what is on now.
Okay. And I saw a number of clips on YouTube. So if anyone in our audience hasn't seen the show and wants to get an idea of what Odd Birds is all about, you can go online and search, I guess, for Odd Birds on YouTube, correct?
Yeah. Or Ciparella.
Or Ciparella. Okay. So maybe we'll post some of those links on our Facebook page so people can check them out. Can you tell me specifics about some of the comedy sketches that you do, some of the favorites, some of your favorites, some of the crowd, the audience's favorites? Give me an example or two.
Well, Efrat has a skit where we have a guy called Gal in our group that he actually throws her up in the air a lot. And she's a really good acrobat there.
Thank you.
And Efrat, when I looked you up online, it said that what you love most about the show is that you're thrown up in the air quite often.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you about that.
This is one of the presents I got out of being a Ciparella co-founder and creator.
So basically, you lost that bet, didn't you?
I do. This is amazing. And, you know, this is something I would never really know I can do. If I weren't like in Ciparella, and Gal would just one rehearsal started throwing me in the air, and then we said, there is something here. We should work that out.
And Omri, what are some of your favorite things that you do on stage?
Well, we have a wacky duo where we're like two janitors that are from the theater, and then we just go into a frenzy of we start as French and we go to like British and then American, and then we go through all pop culture. It's hard to explain.
I saw it on YouTube. I know what you're talking about. I saw that one.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like one sketch that two women arrive at the same gravesite. And the whole sketch is without any words. It's just crying, and they try to overcry one another.
And like a big cat fight of grievers.
Yeah, and it's all really black and dark and violent and funny. And a lot of stuff happens. So,
is this the kind of show that no two nights are the same?
In some ways. I mean, energy-wise, it's really like that because it's not like an interactive show with the audience, although there is some surprises that you have to come to see. But our connection with the audience is so intense and so much what we're all about, I think, one of the things we're about. So it really changes the atmosphere in the house, and then different stuff happens, and we love it.
But there's no improv, like, it's not an improv show,
right.
If that's your question.
Right, no, I understand. But I think when you're doing comedy, you always feed off the audience, and it's the result is always different to some extent.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And sometimes when we do something unexpected, then we have to improvise.
Right, those are the best, yeah. I'm sure.
And also there are, like, crazy, like, different kind of laughters from the audience, so... You know, one night there could be like a person laughing so chronically that the whole audience is just laughing out of a person in the audience laughing.
Right.
And then it's like...
And you have to make fun of that person.
we try not to make fun of it.
Okay.
Sometimes we do.
So, Efrat, I learned about you that you love being thrown up in the air. And Omri, when I looked you up online, I found out that two things. Number one, you memorized the whole movies of Back to the Future and Star Wars.
Yeah, but you're not going to hold that up to me right now, right?
I've never heard anyone say that before.
Actually, me and Gal, who is also in the group, we always fight about who knows Back to the Future better, because we, as 80-year-olds, we used to see it like a million times.
So give me a quick snippet.
Oh, come on. I don't know.
too early for you?
Actually, a bit. there's always the Doc, we got to go back in time. They're in all the movies, right?
All right. Well, all right. I'd love to hear more, but maybe another time. But my other question for you is that you lived in Tanzania. Tanzania. Sorry, with monkeys?
Yeah, with a few monkeys. Actually, I saw a lot of monkeys over there. But no, it was really a great time in Africa there. Of course, no Ebola back then. Or there was, but not there.
Right.
but it was great. It was really fun.
And they're just roaming around in Tanzania?
Well, you got to go to the, you know, and the safaris more. But I think today it's different. Today there's like a huge building and stuff. I used to live in a road where there was no road. There was like just, you know, sand there, and you would go and monkeys would run about. It was great. Once a hippo actually attacked our car.
Oh my god!
That was life changing.
And now you must see the show to see all Omri's inspirations, you know, to translate into characters.
You learn a lot by hanging around monkeys, don't you?
Yeah,
we all are.
So tell me about your stay in New York City. How are you liking New York?
We love the city. Really, we love the city. This energy, it's like everything is, you know, on speed. And we are a group of people that love to work hard and intense. We love what we do, and we really love doing.
Yeah, we can't believe that there's like only right two and a half more weeks. We're up here until the 19th of November.
Okay,
and then we go back to shows in Israel. So we can't wait to come back. You know, for another tour.
You're gonna miss living in New York City.
Oh yeah.
Yes, but we're planning on coming back. Although, like, you know, we perform here every night at 8, except Mondays. And for us, I mean, in Israel, we do perform a lot, but not every day. So this is, for us, is like an amazing experience to really, you know, push the limits.
But I'm sure it must be exhausting. I mean, for example, today and every Sunday, you have two shows.
Right.
Is that hard to get used to?
It's a day that Efrat gets thrown in the air twice.
No, but it happens a few times in every show, so it's more than twice. yeah, but really, I mean, I can say for myself, but I mean, I know that Omriska is the same in all of us. We really are blessed for the opportunity to really do what we love. This is what we love. And also being the one who writes everything, we direct everything, we choreograph everything. So it's really like, imagine what you want to put on stage and then go through it and do it. So it's not exhausting, because, you know, it's like really...
It's fulfilling.
Yeah, it's really fulfilling.
Well, that sounds great. You know, living your dream in New York City, what could be better?
Yeah, you're right.
Doing it again.
I mean, those of us who live here would rather be in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem or whatever. But for you guys, I'm sure it's pretty exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to see Odd Birds by the Tziporella Theater Company, it's playing at the Players Theater, 115 McDougal Street in New York City. You can visit tziporella.com. That's tziporela.com. Or you can call 866-811-4111 for tickets. 866-811-4111. Check out this show. It sounds absolutely incredible. And it's only playing through, you said, November 19th, yes?
Yeah, till the 19th. Every day at 8.
All right. Well,
today at 8, and today also at 5, every Saturday.
Okay. Well, I will be there before you guys close, I'm telling you, and I look forward to meeting you. My question to you is, what is next for you guys? I know you said you're returning to Israel. What's in the future for Tziporella?
Well, we're planning, like I said, to come back probably to New York for another tour. I think we have, there's like a, something that we're talking maybe in India this year, but I'm not sure what's going on with that. Yeah. And actually, we, you know, we want to do our show internationally and spread the word, like we like to say.
Yeah, the main thing is to get to as many hearts, you know, as we can.
And has there been any talk of moving your gig to Broadway instead of off-Broadway? Any chance?
Let's see.
All right.
The sky's the limit.
Good answer. Yeah. Well, we wish you guys the best of luck. It was a pleasure talking to you. And like I said, for anyone who's interested, the best way to find out all the information, go to tziporela.com. That's T-Z-I-P-O-R-E-L-A.com. And we'll post that information on our Facebook page. Omri and Efrat, it was a pleasure speaking to you. We
wish you
hatzlacha and all the best. And I hope to get to see you within a week or so.
Yeah, we do too.
We're waiting for you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Hold on 1 second, and we continue with more great Israeli music. Post a message at facebook.com/Israel Hour.
יש לי ציפור קטנה בלב והיא עושה בי מנגינות של סתיו ושל אביב חולף של אלף אהבות קטנות והיא עושה בי מזמורים והיא צובעת עלמות והיא פותרת לשירים כמעט את כל החלומות יש לי בלב ציפור קטנה עם שתי גומות ומנגינה נאי 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 ציפור קטנה בלב והיא עושה בי סיפורים של בית חם ובן אוהב ושל קטעי ילדות יפים והיא זוכרת בי כאב והיא אוספת בי שנים והיא עושה אותי שלב אולי היא טעם החיים יש לי בלב ציפור קטנה עם שתי גומות ומנגינה נאי 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 ציפור קטנה בלב והיא אולי כל התקוות ולפעמים אני חושב שהיא תשובה לאכזבות והיא טובה לבנת כנף איתה אני מרגיש חופשי והיא יושבת על ענף בין מיתרי ליבי יש לי בלב ציפור קטנה עם שתי גומות ומנגינה נאי 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 נאי
Have a little birdie in your heart. Somebody should take a look at that. It's Yigal Bashan on the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU with Yeshli Tzipor Ktana Balev. Before that, Miri Masika with Dmaot. Aviv Geffen and Mati Kaspi with the number three song in all of Israel. It's called Mistovev. And we start today's show off with Harel Scott. Tieli Ava. Hello. Welcome to the Israel Hour. Thanks so much for tuning in. Let me say hello to Ruth listening live. Hello to Max from Germany. And hello also to Dina. Dina's having trouble hearing us today due to the new WRSU website, which I heard was supposed to be easier for people to hear us on. But check it out at WRSU.org and go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Israel Hour. So, Dina, I hope you can finally get us. I would like to thank the folks at Tziporella. It's Efrat Aviv and Omri Doron. They were great, and they are from the Tziporella Theater Company with the show Odd Birds. And you can see Odd Birds by calling 866-811-4111. Or if you can answer my trivia question, you can win a pair from your friends at the Israel Hour. So my question to all of you is, today is November 9th. That's the date today. And on November 9th, there is a certain relative classic in Israeli music that we just need to play. If you can name that tune, the tune that references November 9th in Israeli music, you will win a pair of tickets to see Odd Birds off Broadway at the Players Theater on McDougal Street in New York City. Give me a call at 732-932-8800, 732-932-8800. Answer, what song do we have to play on November 9th on the Israel Hour, and you'll win yourself a pair of tickets. Even if you don't know the answer, give us a call.
Let's go. brand new music now on the Israel Hour.
Well, my friends, we're playing the number 3, the number 2, and the number 1 songs in all of Israel. And the number 2 song that we'd like to play for you today is by an artist I just love named Idan Amedi. This is brand new Kol Zikaron Yashan on the Israel Hour.
רצים ברחובות עם כל מה שהיה בי פעם שהשאיר אותי בוער היום עוד קל לי להרגיש עבר קשה לי לתאר זה כבר עולם אחר בפינת אליהו סלמן מצד חכם שלום, תמונות של בגין בצהוב שחור מקשטות את הגדרות בבית הכנסת הדרומי יש ניחוחות קפה ותה אי שם הזמן עצר מלכת אי שם חדר די פורר מלמהר והיא אומרת לי תבין פשוט זה ככה חיים את מה שפעם היה היא אומרת לי תבין פשוט זה כך אנשים סובים בצבע חם את הזמן את שנשכח ונעלם כל איזה רגש שנרדם כל זיכרון ישן כל זיכרון ישן מפינת אליהו סלמן שמקביל לרחוב יגון ותוך שלוש דקות אתה בשוק מתערבל עם המון שורה של דוכני פלאפל שיתנו לך את הלב שם המזל שולט בסמטאות מה שהיה הוא שיהיה או לא יהיה או לא יהיה והיא אומרת לי תבין פשוט זה ככה אנשים חיים את מה שפעם היה תבין פשוט זה כך אנשים צופים בצבע חם את הזמן עד שנשכח ונעלם כל איזה רגש שנרדם כל זיכרון ישן כל זיכרון ישן
Keeping Israeli music on your dial. The Israel Hour. 88.7 WRSU.
On the Israel Hour, Erev Kachol Amok. Before that, we heard from Arik Einstein. No, before that, we heard from Idan Amedi on the Israel Hour with the number two song in all of Israel. It was called Kol Zikaron Yashan. And before that, we heard from Arik Einstein with, believe it or not, a brand new song called Lifamim, which has been around for a few months and is really hot on the charts. A song recorded at least 15 years ago, but has just seen the light of day now, following Arik's passing. You're tuned to the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU. You just heard Rita. We saw Rita 2 weeks ago in Jericho, New York. What an amazing, amazing show. Anytime I've seen Rita, it's been on a big stage in a big auditorium with a large band. This was a smaller venue in the sanctuary of a synagogue, and just Rita and a great pianist singing together. She was amazing. It was really nice to see her in such an intimate concert. She did all of her big hits. Everyone was singing along. We were up close and personal. It was a really, really, really nice show. And I'll be honest with you, I really thought that Rita had lost some of her vocal edge over the years. You know, she's been singing much lower songs over the past 5, 6, 7 years or so, not going for the high notes the way she used to, but she can still do it. She still got it. I was very impressed. She did some of her biggest hits, which are just as vocally challenging as they ever were. And we really, really enjoyed seeing Rita in concert. It is so wonderful to see Israeli musicians when they are here in the U.S. The people you hear each and every week on the Israel Hour, they make it to the U.S. every so often, and you got to go see them. They're just great. Donna Berger will be in concert in December in New York City. We'll get you details on that ASAP. So stay tuned if you're a fan of Donna Berger. And we still have tickets to give away to see the Odd Birds in off-Broadway by the Tziporella Theater Company. Give me a call at 732-932-8800 if you'd like to win a pair, absolutely free from the Israel Hour. Odd Birds by Tziporella. Call us right now, 732-932-8800. And it's time for me to bring you the number one song in all of Israel. It is a great new song by Ivri Lieder called Hakol Boer. Brand new and number one in Israel.
היחסים, אהבה, סיבובים, אכזבה, הכל בוער. האור של הפנים שאדומות מגאווה, הכל בוער. שמיים שהערב מצפה אותן שחור, הכל בוער. הלב שלי שמנסה לזכור, הכל בוער. הכל בוער, הכעס, הרצון והתשוקה החזקה, הכל בוער. הקושי, הפחדים, האהבה הראשונה, הכל עובר. הימים ארוכים, ציפייה להתרגשות, הכל עובר. המחט, הדקה בגוף וההתחדשות, הכל בוער.
You're listening to the Israel Hour on 88.7 WRSU and worldwide at WRSU.org.
היא התחתנה והיא מאושרת למרות שבעלה היה מין שד ופרד כל הזמן מצוברח קבוע והוא אפילו לא אומר מדוע שלוש שנים שהיא מקבלת מגבר זר תחת דלת מכתבי שירה אליה מאירים את אלוניה מי זה כותב לך ילדון את גלים מי שולח זר פרחים סגור כשהאביב פורח מבת שהיא בכל נובמבר
ברכה בלי שם או רמז שולח לך סיגליות וזה קשור בסרט לילות שלמים שהיא לא נרדמת עליו בהקיץ היא חולמת בטח גבר עם לב רומנטי נשמה טובה וחיוך סימפטי שלוש שנים הוא סובל בשקט כן לפעמים הוא כמעט צועקת ומה אם בעלה יודע היא מסתירה את מכתביה מי זה כותב לך ילדונת גלי מי שולח זה פרחים סגול כשהאביב פורח מבקשי בכל נובמבר מברכה בלי שם או רמז שולח לך סיגליות בזר קשור בסרט שואל למטה הוא לא אומר כן והוא יודע אם היא תדע ותח תשתגע כן זה הוא שכותב אליה הוא האהוב הוא חלומותיה ומה אם בעלה יודע היא מסתירה את מכתביה מי זה כותב לך ילדונת גלי מי שולח זר פרחים סגול כשהאביב פורח מבת שני בכל נובמבר מדרכה בלי שם או רמז שולח לך סיגליון וזה קשור בסרט
to our trivia question. We asked before why what song we need to play on November 9th, and that's the answer. It's David Broza Sigaliot, which references Hachi'i Bechol November, the 9th of every month of November. That was David Broza Sigaliot. Before that, Ivri Leader with Hakol Boer, Everything Burns, brand new and number one in the land of Israel. Once again, I'd like to thank Efrat and Omri from Tziporella. Their new show, Odd Birds, is playing at the Players Theater, 115 McDougal Street in New York City. Call 866-811-4111 if you'd like to go see him. And thank you to everyone who called in. Congratulations to our winners. Hope you enjoy the show. We're back next Sunday, 11 a.m. I hope you will join us then. Until next time, you're tuned to 88.7 WRSU-FM New Brunswick. The Turkish Hour is coming up next. Before we go, I've been getting so many kind words about our show from August 24th. That is the day we played all a cappella Israel. Israeli music. And if you haven't checked it out, go to our archives, check out that show. I'd like to play this song for you. It is by the University of Pennsylvania Shabbatones, and it's one of my favorite a cappella versions of Israeli music that I've ever heard. It is called Tikva. Until next time, you're tuned to the Israel Hour. Al tafsiku lashir.
בתים נשברו, נורות של משפחות נשפחו ניצנים של אנשים בחיים שלא יפתחו התקווה בראשנו, אהבה בנפשנו החלום ברוכנו, אז לאן ממשיך בדרכנו
ללמל הדממה, שוב קולות המלחמה עוד חייל חוזר עדות במה בדגל המדינה דם ודימה, נספגים באדמה עוד אימא המומה, נשארה רק תמונה תצופה ולמוהל, חזק הוא להתקבל כאילו לא לולד הבן זונה שיעצור את ישראל
את התקווה לקבל מה שאין את הכוח לשנות מה שכן
בואו נמשיך החיים לפנינו לא מדובר כי מחר יום חדש החלום יקבעים נאבד את התקווה אז הולשים תויין אהבה
הבטחתם יונה ברקי הישי אחי ספק ראילו זה לא יש הזית חיים בחלום כולם דברים בשלום אבא יורים לא צימושים פרטים את ההדר בעולם של ביגורים אנשים צמים או מדברים חיים באשריית הצדר הם מחריגים על את הסדר
אבל תירוף יום יומי כדי לשרוד לא רוצה לחיות כדי להילחם ושם נלחם כדי לחיות נוטה עטיפה מחשי שורשים מגן מגופי על החלום כלוי נאפס רציסים די מספיק עם הכאב מספיק עם הדרמה שנה שאדמה מדממת לא נמה ולמה
תן לי את התקווה לקבל מה שאין את האומץ לנסות לתקן
תודה